Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting fifth. The DH, Orlando Merced. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Ortiz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eric Milton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thomey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The DH, David Justice. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Lawton reaches second base with a double. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova strikes out. Two outs. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thomey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomey hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Justice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lawton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lawton is hit by the pitch. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Merced is 0 for 1 in the game. Merced takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a pop-up beyond short. Dunston can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Merced moves to third. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz strikes out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Merced scores. Cordova goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hocking is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a line drive beyond second. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Steinbach moves to third. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Whiten catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Whiten. Steinbach tags and scores. Hocking moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a line drive beyond second. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Hocking scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lawton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunston hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Merced is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Merced hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. Coomer moves to third. 1 out. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coomer scores. Cordova moves to third. It's 6-0, Twins. Jose Mesa now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to home to get Cordova. Ortiz moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomey strikes out. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a line drive beyond first. Tommy can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mears moves to third. Lawton moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Coomer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Merced is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Merced is walked intentionally. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cordova hits a line drive off the glove of Tommy, and into shallow right field. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Mears scores. Lawton scores. Merced moves to third. It's 8-0, Twins. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ortiz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whiten. Ortiz reaches second base with a double. Merced scores. Cordova scores. It's 10-0, Twins. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach takes first base on 4. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hocking is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Twins. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mears is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mears strikes out. One out. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lawton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawton is hit by the pitch. Nixon moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Coomer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it and throws to second for the out. Nixon moves to third. Two outs. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Merced is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Merced hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whiten. Merced reaches second base with a double. Nixon scores. There goes Coomer trying to get to third. Whiten throws the ball into Dunston, who relays the ball to Fryman, who tags Coomer for the out. It's 11-1, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Dunston goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2 Twins. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 0 for 2 in the game. Whiten hits a line drive beyond short. Mears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ramirez scores. It's 11-3, Twins. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 0 for 2 in the game. Justice hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Trombley now pitching. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Mark Whiten now playing center field. Brian Giles now playing left field. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Branson pinch hits for David Bell. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Branson strikes out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trombley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Giles moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Jeff Branson now playing second base. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hocking strikes out. 1 out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nixon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a line drive off the glove of Fryman, and into shallow left field. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mears is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mears strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lawton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Lawton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Swindell now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hocking fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Whiten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thome moves to second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Justice is 0-for-3 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to second for the out. Thome moves to third. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thome tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 11-4, Twins. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fryman is 0-for-3 in the game. Fryman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-6, Twins. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Branson is 0-for-1 in the game. Branson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hocking reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.